Are you fascinated yet skeptical about the metaphysical, the mystical, and everything in between? Do you struggle to understand how to stay spiritual in a physical world that's constantly challenging you? What about the thought that you chose to experience this life and the lessons you go through? Well, this just might be the podcast you're looking for. Thank you for tuning in to Intuitive WTF Podcast. I'm Aaron Hart, intuitive reader, energy healer, and past life enthusiast, providing you a place to challenge, question, and maybe even laugh at my perspective and your own about the connection between the human, spiritual, and metaphysical journeys. So let's tune in. Hello, everyone. Today, I wanted to discuss energy. Not just energy in general, but the energy of the Earth and how it's been moving so fast lately. The energy of our current world is shifting in many ways, and it's causing a shift in our energy as individuals. And for those of us that are able to see it and feel it, whether consciously or maybe unconsciously, at least you're aware of something that's maybe a little bit different. It can be a lot. Personally, this year has been nothing but fast and intense motion. Things keep going and going and going, whether I want it to or not. Things I have asked for years ago are rapidly appearing, and the things that I never thought that I'd ever get are also here. And I'm actually now realizing that some of my prayers are actually being answered. So it's kind of weird. It's super intense and somewhat of a challenge to kind of balance all of it. But here I am, and forward I will move. So if you're listening to this, you probably are aware of what energy is, at least at a basic level. We all know everything has energy, whether it's a rock or a fly, the wind or water, or even a simple thought. You also know that energy has many names such as chi or prana, maybe God or the universe, yet all of these are pretty much the same thing. They do have different purposes, different intensities maybe, but they essentially all come from the same place, at least in my belief. You know, energy is a vibration, and energy can be used for many things. It's all around us in the air that we breathe, the thoughts that we think, the furniture we sit on, and the homes we inhabit, right? The people that we interact with are all energy as well, and each one of us has our own, you know, unique energetic vibration, however weird they may be. Some of those vibrations are more in alignment with you, and some of them are probably temporarily in alignment for a specific purpose, and then shift, and hence why you may not have certain people in your life anymore, because they were here for just a short period of time, whether it was friends, heck, maybe even family. Most definitely relationships. So, with all of these intense energies rapidly moving, have you ever thought to try to utilize that energy? I mean, that's kind of what we do when we have a full moon and someone does a full moon spell, or, you know, maybe charging your crystals in the sun or the moon energy. And if you're an energy healer, you probably may already know what energy feels like, or you're able to sense it, or maybe even see it. You can probably use this energy to help heal others, and you can probably utilize this energy to push out blockages, alleviate ailments, and other things, right? Well, with all of this energy moving so rapidly, you know, have you ever just stopped to sit and think and just be with that energy and think, you know, what exactly it wants, and try to feel maybe what it wants or sense what it wants? It's definitely moving rapidly, and, you know, we're all kind of going along with it, right? So by all means, don't fight it. You know, don't oppose it, because that could possibly cause some issues, whatever they may be. And instead, I say to ride that fucking wave, you know, and maneuver that wave into a direction that you want to go in. Use it in your personal life. If you want, let's say, a new car, you know, use it to help you manifest maybe some more money. If you're looking for maybe a romantic partner, use the energy to help you attract someone that's maybe more in alignment with you. If you're struggling to find answers to a specific question or whatever it is, you know, ask that energy to bring you solutions. Whatever you need assistance with, use the energy to help you attract that specific thing. However, sometimes we need to overcome certain things to get what we want. We all still have lessons that are required to be learned, and unfortunately, we can't really skip them. Maybe we will learn those lessons in a different way, depending on what choices we make. But, you know, why not see those lessons maybe with a more positive spin, and, you know, ask the universe to teach you those lessons maybe with a little bit of ease. utilize the energy to help speed up your lessons possibly as well. And be aware of what you need to learn from whatever the experiences are that you went through or still need to go through. You see, you know, we're all here to learn specific lessons, right? We chose this. We chose to learn lessons. And unfortunately, sometimes we humans, as perfect as we can be, insert joke, we are stubborn. And sometimes we ignore the lessons when it's in the easy phase. When this happens, then the lesson gets a little bit louder and a little bit louder. And maybe it starts poking at your eye, whatever it is. And then you might realize you're just sitting in a big giant pile of crap. Because most likely you're essentially getting in your own way, and it's really, you know, starting to get annoying and frustrating because you're not getting what you want. Trust me, I know, I've been there. Well, you know, why the heck does this happen, right? You know, think about it like this. When we want something from life, sometimes it takes time because we have not learned the lessons that we really need to learn because we're not yet in alignment to get to maybe point A, to get that house, to buy that car, you know, whatever it is, we still have things to do, steps to take in order to get there. For example, you know, babies crawl before they walk, right? Then they walk before they can run. And then they run before they can sprint. Well, when that baby is going from crawl to walk, they first have to learn to stand, right? So they may hold onto a chair or their mother's arm for guidance. Then they got to learn to move their leg, one in front of the other, while still holding onto that support. You know, eventually they'll go ahead and they'll take their first steps without that support, but most likely they're going to fall after the first or second step. You know, and that's okay because the baby will try and try again. And it doesn't see falling as the end of the world. It doesn't see falling as making them a failure. None of that crap, right? So it just didn't work this time, but maybe next time, you know, and we all have to fail. We all have to fail because losing and not getting everything that we want helps us to grow, helps us to learn. And it teaches us what didn't work and maybe what doesn't belong in our life. So eventually that baby will begin to walk, right? And then they'll, of course, begin to run with time. And, you know, running will take maybe a couple of years. Eventually they'll learn to sprint, right? So, okay, what's my point? Well, eventually that baby is going to start walking without even thinking about it. It will become instinct and walking will become very natural. I mean, think about it. How many of you ever think about walking? How many of you think, you know, hey, left leg, lift up at the hip, bend the knee, lift the toe slightly, move the entire leg forward, put it on the ground, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's kind of weird how we just do things, you know, so I'm really curious. Does anyone ever think about these things or notices when they're walking just how naturally we move our legs just to take the step without even a second thought? It's just as easy as blinking or breathing. You're so attuned to it that you don't even notice it. You know, the same thing goes for me when I type. I realize that I don't ever think about the letters that I need to type to form the words or the sentences. I just think what I want to type and my fingers just type the words out as I think them. Yeah, there may be a few backspaces that are needed because I'm definitely not perfect, but you know, my fingers are, they just feel like they're connected to my thoughts and they just type anything and everything that I think. And I don't know, I just started to find it very fascinating and it's kind of insanely cool how the body works. You know, so going back to the energy of the world, you know, the earth and everything going on in it, you know, are you able to feel it? Have you stopped to, you know, really settle in it? And I know I've kind of asked this already, but, you know, just have you noticed that things are changing and shifting super fast, whether it's good or bad? It seems like the world is really falling apart with the global pandemic that literally shut the world and, you know, and caused so much, I guess, trauma with everyone. There are countries that are trying to dominate other countries for, in my opinion, mere destruction and ridiculously absurd low vibrational desires. There's people in power that, you know, have the audacity to take away pure human rights because of their own callous and harmful antiquated beliefs. Yet, from some of this, you know, there are good things out there, you know, where people are coming together to help others. You know, people are realizing maybe what really matters at a personal level and, you know, going after the things that they need, maybe quitting their job and following their dream, maybe, you know, reconnecting with a lost loved one because they realized what was more important, stuff like that. Okay, so, you know, with that crazy energy going around, right? So imagine if you could actually I'll say transform that energy and create whatever it is that you want in your reality. No need for moon cycles, you know, no need for candle burnings or rituals, you know, just use it solo. Imagine if all it took was for you to think, you know, that you want something to happen or you desire something in your life and it happens, right? Well, it does kind of work like that for us when we are in spirit. I think most of us know that, or anyone who's you know, further along in this spiritual world. However, it's not quite that simple here in the physical world. It somewhat can happen, but it does take more time, patience, and a lot of struggles. However, in my experience, it also takes a lot of trust and belief. Yes, anyone that knows me is probably shocked that I actually said that, you know, because how can you trust something that, you know, you just can't grasp, right? So I think it's mostly about letting go and not letting yourself be your own block. So essentially just let go and feel what you want to happen, right? So here's another question. Have you ever willed something to happen? Like you didn't think much of it. You didn't put much work into planning or desiring it. You just felt it in your heart of hearts that this will happen. Whatever it was is going to happen. Well, essentially, that's kind of what I feel like is happening right now to me. And it's been happening actually kind of for the last year or two. And, you know, there is a lot of energy moving around and it can be used for whatever it is that you want. So again, as I said, why not use it to enhance your life? You know, that to me is the most simple thing to do. If you're working on your shit and you know you have lessons to learn, utilize that energy to shift your life and bring forth the things that you really need, because the universe will provide you those things. But again, you got to do the work. How, you ask? Well, if all this shit's going on in the world and there's all this energy that's all around us, again, ride the wave. Ask the universe for what you want. I know there's some repetitive things in here, but that's literally what you need to do. And a lot of people don't do it. And I'm not saying that, you know, don't do anything else to amplify your goals. Like if you need to or feel to, definitely do it. I still do, you know, do a full moon spell to enhance, you know, that energy even more. Call in the energy of the center of the earth, call in the energy from the moon, from the sun, from whatever rituals you do, and definitely utilize that to help amplify your message. But most importantly, you know, you need to feel it from within your being, and believe that you can make that change and feel that it's there. You know, visualize these things in your mind if you can. Visualize that energy from the earth that's in, you know, that is chaos and intense, and see that energy transforming and transmuting into a fierce, strong, and maybe the most positive, loving energy that you can see. Remember, energy is energy, and what happens with that energy is all about intent. All about what you intend to do with that energy and what you plan to utilize it for. One caveat, I will say, you cannot force people to do anything. You know, everyone does have their own path and their own lessons, and karma is a real fucking bitch. And what you do put out there does come back to you, and it can come back to you worse. So my point of advice is focus on that energy to do something good. You know, focus on the energy to bring you where you need to be. And the more positive energy you put out there, the more that things come back, right? So again, if you're putting negative energy out there, it's going to come back to you. If you're putting positive energy out there, it's going to come back to you. You know, you probably will struggle. And actually, it's guaranteed when you're working on your shit. But realize that nothing ever comes easy, especially when you are working with the universe. We will be tested to see if we are actually really ready and willing and able to handle the things that we desire. You really got to let go, and you have to let the universe know that you're willing to do the work and you're willing to wait for it to come, you know, but it does get easier over time. It will feel, you know, so innately natural to transmute and shift this energy once you're finally able to do it, that you'll actually be very amazed. Eventually, things will start to happen, and it may just start from a simple thought before you even realize it. Or it may just happen before you even really even think about it. You know, trust me, it's a thing, it's real, and it's actually definitely happened to me. So, you know, once you work on yourself and, you know, you fully cleared, or as clear as much as you can, and you've had the heart to heart with yourself, you know, you'll hopefully be cleared of maybe any self-imposed blocks. You'll start to see things coming to you more than you've expected. For example, I have been unemployed before, actually a couple of times by choice. And that actually, just going through that experience, really helped me to overcome my fear of not having money. I made it. I even bought a brand new car 2 months after I was unemployed, and I made every single car payment. It wasn't easy, but I did work my ass off. I earned that car and I earned my place, right? And now the universe rewards me with being able to be somewhat comfortable. And I exchange that with my work ethic and my willingness to just trust that things are going to work out. Also, you may see little things happen, may not be so big, but you know, small things, you know, we always have to be appreciative for them. Like, for example, I think I've mentioned this previously, but I always tend to get really good parking. And if I don't get close parking, there's always been a different reason for it. And I've seen it after the fact, of course, but usually I have really good luck. Or even at work, when shit's going wrong, I ask the universe for some assistance. And it turns out that someone saved my butt, or something happens that, you know, causes me to maybe have an extra day to complete an assignment or get whatever it is done that maybe other tasks had caused me to be delayed on. It's kind of a wonderful thing. Really cool. Okay, so now that you've done the work, you've done the visual manifestations, and you feel in your heart of hearts that, you know, you're going to get what you want, and or at least get what you really need from life, or from whatever the situation is. Now, just give it time. Continue on with your daily life. Continue going about getting the things that you want, while also working on healing and bettering yourself. Doing these things will help you bring your energetic vibration up, and help you to obtain your desires faster. If you waver and you know you have negative thoughts, that's okay. You know, remind yourself to stay positive. Get out of that funk as soon as possible. It's all right. We're human. We have thoughts once in a while that might bring us down, but you know, own your personal power and believe in yourself to get there. You're the only one that can do it, not anybody else, right? I hope you all believe that part. So don't think that just by wanting it, you'll receive it. Definitely that'll help, but spirit does want you to earn it. Spirit wants you to put in the work, and you know, continue working towards obtaining whatever it is that you're going after. Know that the energy is working positively in your favor, and that it'll come. So it doesn't mean you have to put, you know, tons of work, tons of hours, all of that. Sometimes all you need to do is just put some effort into it. You don't necessarily have to half-ass it, I'm saying, but you know, just put in some work, put some effort towards it, and things will come. It's, again, always worked for me. Now, sometimes these things don't come to you when you want it. Why? Well, that could be for a great number of reasons. Maybe you haven't fully healed and you're still holding on to something that's preventing you from getting what you want, or what you're aiming for. And if that's the case, you have to continue to heal and release whatever pains you, whether it's anger or fear or whatever it is that's holding you back. Another reason might be that maybe you're just not meant for this, because something better is going to come. This one I wholeheartedly agree with. You know, maybe the initial item that you desired is actually settling. Has that ever crossed your mind? Like, for example, you may want a new house, and you've always wanted to live in the hills, a house on the hills or something like that. But the one you wanted somehow doesn't work out for you. So 5 months later, you find another house that's right off the beach, maybe twice the size, cheaper than the house on the hill, and possibly in an area that you didn't really desire. But you put an offer on it and you get it. After living there, you might find out that, you know, you love this house so much more. You know, this is most likely because your vibration matches the beach house more over the house on the hill. Sometimes spirit has better plans for us. You know, it doesn't mean don't utilize the energies around us, but, you know, put it out there that you want this or something better. Always ask for whatever it is that's in your best interest, you know, and I can guarantee that you'll start to see some really good things coming. But again, stay positive, work on your shit, and own your shit. I'm not saying that I have everything that I want in life, but I know what I need to work on. And the funny thing is that I used to think I wanted certain things, but once I finally got them, I realized they were not exactly what I thought they'd be. The experiences were not as enjoyable, or there was just something missing and I felt bored, whatever it was. You know, so I've really had to, you know, have heart to heart with myself quite a few times and shift what it is that I want and what will make me content in life. We humans are always a work in progress. And, you know, sometimes we want things just because we think they're good for us, and they may not really be. Other things that can block you is if you're around a lot of negative energy, whether it's negative people, sometimes negative buildings, most likely negative family members, but whatever it might be, you might need to remove that from your space. And doing energy clearings on yourself daily is a great thing. If you don't know how to do one, you know, look them up. I can maybe do another episode if folks want on what I do, and it tends to work well for me. But the more you do them, the easier it will come. And if you have a big goal, you know, don't share it with others. You already know this. But sometimes, you know, our closest friends can be our biggest blocks. So make sure you choose your friends wisely. Share only things when you know that a friend can be trusted and supportive, because competition really doesn't belong in your space. I always see that as a lose-lose situation anyway. You know, I don't care to compete with others. And the only person that I ever compete with is probably the person that I was yesterday. You know, my life and what I value is never going to be the same as my family's or my friends or even my significant other for that matter. So, you know, don't let people get in the way of your personal energy by allowing them to drag you down. Waste of time, in my opinion. So the next time, you know, you might feel anger or frustration, take a moment and breathe and, you know, literally transmute that energy into something positive. Think about it this way. You know, have you ever stubbed your toe right before you get out of bed? Then a few minutes later, you're drinking your coffee, spill it on your shirt, you know, and then a few minutes after that, you hit your elbow. And this is all before 9 a.m. Who the hell wants that? Well, right there, you are riding the wave. You know, of course, the wave is not positive energy because it's causing you to injure yourself or, you know, frustrate yourself. But if you notice trends like this, you need to refocus and take a moment to let go. Sometimes the universe is trying to tell you something, whether it's maybe slow down or, you know, shift your mood, which most likely it might be both. Similarly, we can do this with all this intense energy that is around us in this world, right? So when you feel that energy right over you, try using it for something good. Try sending that energy back to the center of the earth by visualizing it transmuting into positivity, love, and light. Try sending that energy to a tough work situation and you'll see it get better. Try sending it to a loved one to help them maybe increase the vibration and get over a funk or out of a funk that they're in, or maybe help them achieve one of their goals. Remember, you know, what you send out there does come back to you. So send positivity out, you know, as much as you can. Positivity will come back to you. I mean, even today I was walking and I just happened to glance down at the ground and I found $3. Yeah, it's not a lot of money, but, you know, I know it's a sign from the universe that, you know, I'll be provided for, I'll be taken care of, you know, things like that. So I just told my angels, thank you. And I continued on my way. I mean, it's kind of a win-win when you're helping others because it's an exchange of energy. So think about Newton's third law, right? For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So in other words, everything has a consequence, whether it's a good consequence or a bad one. You know, again, karma is real. And even though we may not see it in the physical world or we may not experience it immediately, you know, we can't begin to fathom what the karmic consequences are from the spiritual realm. So try to err on the side of caution on that one. All right. So either way, take a moment and do a personal check-in. Ask yourself, have I healed anything that might be blocking me? Or is this really something that I actually want? What fears are holding me back from succeeding? Or is there someone that seems to be siphoning my energy from me, or even a situation that seems to be draining me? You know, if I'm not sure, I always ask the universe to bring me the lessons that I need to help me see and heal to get where it is that I want to be, and more importantly, where I need to be, and to remove any negative energies or things or people, whatever it is, from my life. I suggest keep doing this. It may seem exhausting, but it's actually not so bad if you can do it at the right times. Keep checking in, keep working on healing your fears and your blocks, and that'll help you to get far. Meditate and release whatever it is or whoever it is that is holding you back, while at the same time transmuting any negative energies into something that's positive. You know, or you can just send it back to the universe and make sure to transmute it into positivity, love, and light. Think back to the baby learning to crawl, then walk, then run. That's how it kind of will happen for you to be able to learn to transmute energy to work in your favor. You know, keep doing it. Know that it may not be as quickly as you expect. But again, that could be because other things need to come first. Other lessons need to precede what it is you are desiring, or maybe something better is going to come. Again, that's always a thing. Keep it up and it will get easier and easier. And eventually, just like typing or walking, it'll become natural and you'll start to become a beacon for good things. People will look at you wondering how you did it, you know, how you got what you wanted, how you got where you are. And I mean, for the most part, It's because you worked your ass off towards it, right? You got to put in the work. So put in the work and you'll get what you are looking for. So with all of that said, I guess my point is, you know, go out there and do some good. Do some good for yourself. Use the energy of this intense and emotional state of the world to bring positivity up and enhance our life and the lives of those around us. You know, try doing some of these things I mentioned. Try working with the energy. You know, you'll soon learn to feel it, and it will enhance your life if you learn to utilize it well. And before you know it, you'll start to see things come to fruition a lot quicker than expected, even when you really weren't trying or focusing on it. It's really creepy how it works, but it works. You know, and when the universe believes that we are ready to receive these things will come, whatever these things are. So I hope this episode was something that was useful for you or helpful, but that kind of brings me to the end of it. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed my little rant today, but I look forward to entertaining you next time. So have a good week.
Thank you for listening to Intuitive WTF Podcast. I hope today's episode brought about a new perspective or at least made you question a current one. If you enjoyed this show, subscribe to this podcast now and don't forget to rate and review. If you have any questions or would like to add your perspective to today's topic, feel free to reach out. Otherwise, join us next time for another round of laughs. I look forward to bringing you many more WTF moments, but until then, this is Aaron Hart asking you to stay in curiosity, be in the moment, and always ask yourself, what the fuck?